In The Federalist No. 52, James Madison outlined his vision of a House of Representatives dependent on the people alone. Little did he know that a few centuries later, corporations and wealthy donors would have more power over elections than the average voter would. Although this concept is not a new one in American history, the grip big money donors have on American politics has grown tighter recently, making the problem more dangerous than it has ever been. I focus my paper on the electoral effects of the Supreme Court's 2010 decision in the case Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, using various scholarly journal articles, periodical articles, a textbook, and a nonfiction book. I found that the political era following Citizens United ushered in a flood of campaign contributions to super PACs. Since these interest groups have gained financial power over the past 5 years, they have an increased ability over voters to influence who is elected into office. Because voting is American citizens' civic duty and a foundation of the American political process, I also researched voter turnout. My findings showed that voters making fewer than $30,000 a year have turned out to vote less than voters earning $100,000 and over. If the majority of voters in congressional elections are the wealthiest Americans, it should not be surprising that those elected do not adequately represent all their constituents. The last section of my paper focused on the issue of campaign finance reform and its place in the current presidential election cycle. I found that this issue has risen on voters' lists of the most important campaign topics. Several presidential candidates in the 2016 race, including Bernie Sanders, Rand Paul, Lawrence Lessig, and Lindsey Graham, have also brought up campaign finance reform. With big-name politicians such as these bringing the issue to the forefront of national elections, it is clear that voters are not the only ones concerned about this problem. Election data suggests that the more influence big money donors have over United States politics, the less willing and able voters will be to participate. If this trend continues, we are at risk of losing a political system that fairly represents all voting eligible citizens, one that the Founding Fathers envisioned all those years ago.